these cabbages here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind? You mentioned some beans a minute ago. What kind of beans do you have around here?
String beans, butter beans, butter peas.
What do you say you have if you don't want to eat the pod that the beans in? You have to do what? You have to sit down and
shell
those things.
That's right.
What about the kind of bean that you eat pod and all? What would you call
that's
that?
That's string beans.
String beans. Well, if you take the tops of a lot of turnips and you cook them, you're making a mess of what?
Turnips.
Or just might call them, go out and get a bushel of what?
A bushel of turnips.
Okay. Or do you just call them, call them greens?
That's right. Turnip green.
How would you, if you wanted me to go down to the store and buy some lettuce for you, and you wanted several of them, what would you tell me to do? Go down there and buy me what?
Some lettuce.
Just if you wanted
two heads.
Have you ever heard of children referred to like that as heads? So and so's got four heads of children. You ever heard that call that?
I've heard it. I've heard that. Four heads of children.
You ever heard that? If a man had seven boys and seven girls, you'd say, whew, he sure does have a
gang of children.
Gang of children.
Yeah, what would be the right way to say that?
Oh, whatever you say would be right.
Yeah. I mean, you was talking, I think, about...
I got a niece
over there. Got seven boys.
Is that right?
And seven girls.
It's seven girls and seven boys.
That's 14.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot.
And 13 of them in the house now.
That sounds like a crowded house.
It is.
Let's see. Two sets of twins, I think. Yeah, that's right. Yes. And he works over there. All
the babies. Have you ever heard anybody say he sure does have a passel of children?
Right.
Would you ever say that? You got a passel of children?
He has a passel of children.
Talking about corn, General, what do you call the green covering that you take off the ear of the corn?
Shucks.
What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Roasting ears.
Roasting ears. Is there any other name for it?
Sure.
What's that? Would you call it anything other than a roasting
ear? Name is an cob.
Okay. What do you call the thing that grows out the top of the corn stalk?
Toast.
What about the stuff that comes out of the corn shucks and you have to brush it off the ear? What's that?
Shell of corn.
You see it?
The stringy stuff that's on the ear. You have to brush it off. What do you call that?
Sears.
What?
You see it?
Silk.
Yeah.
We call it mustache.
Is that right?
Corn have whiskers when it's getting that bad.
What do you call this great big round thing that people use at Halloween? They carve them up and make a pie out of them?
That's right.
What's that called?
Halloween pie.
Or what?
Cut.
What do you call the vegetable itself?
Pumpkin.